Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Good day, Cleaning Nation. It is so good to be with you once again. Welcome to the place to get everything that you need to have the cleaning company that you've always wanted, the cleaning company that you deserve. If you want to be a guest on the show, if you've got questions for me, or you want me to speak at your next event, all of those things go through our producer, Natalie. You can get her at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or you can just give us a call, 480-648-5149. Our favorite thing in the whole world is hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. Today, we have a special treat. Instead of our regular coaching call, I've got a guest expert, Cheryl Nedro from Chronotech. I know that you guys are familiar with Chronotech because we reach out to these good people because we heard so much from you about, are they good? How do I use them? How do I get involved? What do they do? And instead of us making stuff up, we figured we'd go right to the source. Chronotech has been providing timekeeping, GPS tracking, and employee management for over two decades. If you want to reach out to the good folks at Chronotech, you can get a hold of them at www.chronotech.net. Of course, the link will be at the show notes page. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike. It's good to be here.
So glad to have you. I'm just going to, well, first of all, we'll start with a little bit on you, and then we'll jump right into the nitty-gritty of what's shaking with you and your company. So how did you get involved with Chronotech? Were you just walking around and they put a sack over your head and dragged you in, or how'd the process work?
You know, it's actually an interesting story. The owner of Chronotech and I went to church together. And I was at the time filling a void at the church. My husband had a great job, and I was raising our daughter. And the church had a need, so I worked there for a while. And then the owner of Chronotech had a vision to expand his company and sought me out to see if I would like to give it a try. I've got corporate experience. I was with a large company in Dallas for years. And then my husband and I had a golf shop. Two golf shops, actually. So I had some background in timekeeping and employee management, and so I gave it a shot. And that's been over 7 years, and I'm ever grateful for the first day that he had the approach to me to come help him with his company. So,
well, if you can't trust the lady from the church, for crying out loud, who can you trust?
Just I am saying. A church lady, aren't I?
Well, that's all, and I'm glad that I said Chronotech 74 times before I realized that it's Chronotech. So you can slap me in the face next time you see me in person.
No worries at all.
All right, well, that is a good story. A lot of times when people start with, it's a funny story, actually, you sit down, it's not going to be a funny story. That was actually solid, full point for this solid story. All right, so I'm just going to be totally dumb and honest, and as the host, I'm supposed to be smart and know everything, but I'm going to admit, I get really confused. I know that you guys and gals do a lot of stuff. I know 3.5% of it, so I'm just going to pretend like I know none of it and let you tell me. I'm the owner of a cleaning company. I've heard a bunch of rumblings amongst my friends and the Cleaning Nation community about this Chronotech, God bless America. What on God's green earth do you do? Help me out.
You know what? First of all, I'm so flattered to hear the positive feedback about Chronotech because we have such a loyal customer base, and it's just so awesome. But Chronotech is actually really a business and a system designed to help business owners to get their dream back. So if you've got remote employees that don't come into the office to punch a clock and you need to track the whereabouts, the time cards, and manage them from a remote way, Chronotech offers all the tools to do that. So we provide tools to ease the process of managing offsite employees and reduce the stress of payday. So it really is a bundle of tools to help manage remote employees. From capturing time, we have a web-based system that will capture time cards when employees call our toll-free number to clock in, or they can use our mobile app. And from there, it's endless on what you can do with the time cards that have been funneled into your account, and you can run reports, schedules. Oh, gosh, I don't even want to get into all the details of what we do in my first opening, but I'm so passionate about what we do because of the way we can help small business owners.
All right. First of all, I'm going to totally ignore everything you said about what your company does. We'll get back to it, I promise. But okay. You started off with probably my favorite introduction I think anyone said about what they do. You didn't say, here, let me read the boring introduction I gave you. Chronotech has been providing timekeeping, GPS tracking, and employee management for over 20. I got bored reading that. You didn't do that. You said, we help owners of companies get their dream back. I freaking love that, Cheryl. So constantly I yell at you, don't sell hands and toilets, time behind vacuums. That is low value work. You won't get paid for it. You sell solving a problem. Just like the good folks at Chronotech, I'm sure have a super whiz bang, you know, system that does all sorts of bells and whistles, and we're going to talk about those. But I love that you're like, that's not what we sell. If you want to get your dream back of running a company and not having stress and having employees make you happy instead of suck the life out of you, we are for you. I love that. And I don't want to put words in your mouth. So if I'm missing something, let me know. But I just thought it was so much
better.
Okay, perfect. So Cleaning Nation, generally the folks that are good companies market well. And I love that Cheryl, with zero coaching, I'm assuming, from Chronotech, and definitely not from me, she knows what she does, right? Hey, come give us money for software. Low value, not interested. Let me help you get your life back. Super high value, I'm very interested. So I was going to hang up after the first minute, Cheryl, but now that you started strong, I guess we're going to have to keep going. All right, so
I do have a tendency to wrangle, so stop me if needed.
Oh no, I ramble. We're gonna be here for 7 hours. What if we have to take
potty
break or a food break? So all right, now that we've talked about how awesome you are, your big picture, which I love, love, love that you get what you do is not pushing bits and bytes and data, but you help owners of owners of companies, in this case cleaning companies. But let's now talk about the boring specific part about how that works. So I love all the data and I love all the bells and whistles, and I really want to dive in because I'm a nitty gritty guy. One of the first things I do with my private clients is, hey, we need to get your book straight, right? And it's you'd be shocked at even at the larger companies when I say something like, what's your cost of goods sold? They go, well, I don't know. What's cost of goods sold? And then once we get over that, cost of goods sold is what it costs to provide the service that we offer. Generally for cleaning companies, it's going to be their labor, right? So let's just... And that's usually 90 to 100% of it. So just for this conversation, let's just assume it's labor. So the next question I say, of course, is, great, what's your labor cost, right? If you got $100,000 in sales, what does it cost in labor? And they go, I don't know. My QuickBooks doesn't do that. Or I don't know. And hoping against hope that you can go, oh, please, that's easy. That's what I do. Because I'm dying for solutions. So hook a brother up, sister.
All right. So if you don't know your labor cost, then you're being drained. And especially if you don't have a process in place for capturing the time for the labor cost. You know, when employees clock in and out, they're in the old days, and there's even interesting ways that people have manipulated time tracking is by using a handwritten time card. So the employees get to work. They may write down when they got there, or they may not. They may accurately track the time. They may not. Even if they pad it or fudge it.
Are you saying that people would write down 8 o'clock when they showed up at 8:15? That's I've never heard of this phenomenon. Is this true?
It is. I think we have discovered something, don't you? I mean, think about it. Think about what you're paying for people that just want. They want to pad it. They want to fudge it. Or they're lazy and they don't want to take the time to, you know, to do it right. Bottom line, employees have never had a business. So they don't understand the importance of tracking that time. So when the owner is going to run the time card processes and paper payroll, God, there's so much money wasted, so much money. So
let me ask you a question, and it's I don't know is a completely fine answer. And just Cleaning Nation, we have set up none of this. So all of these are just organic questions. So don't no angry emails to the kind Cheryl if I ask her something totally unfair. My guess, when I tell people this, not specifically Chronotech, but hey, you need to start tracking this, I have found inevitably their cost of goods sold immediately goes down just by the fact that the people are getting tracked and know that they're being tracked. No other thing, no other nothing. Just, oh, by the way, here's a tracking system. All of a sudden their cost of goods sold drops. Have you found that, or do you have any data on I just have kind of experiential data, not real data. Do you guys have any real data of what that looks like when they come on with you or
Absolutely.
Any company start tracking that? Yeah, talk to me.
Absolutely. It's amazing. One of our members wrote a blog called, If I gave you a dollar, would you trade a quarter? Would you give me a quarter? So, you know, the percentage of padded time cards is going to unbelievably change the payroll dollars, all the costs. It's going to totally change your business. I get so excited talking about this because people, it's hard for business owners. They're so busy wearing all the hats of business, you know, and when if they would just focus on a piece at a time, first of all, on the timekeeping and the time capturing of employees, it's unbelievable. You know, if you've got a janitorial company and let's say you pay $7.50 an hour to your employees, that's a little low right now and it's definitely going to go up. But on an average, you lose 3 minutes a day, just 3 minutes a day with 14 employees. That's going to result in $114 of overpaid wages each month. And again, we're talking about 3 minutes a day, not the 15 minutes on either side of the time card, you know, that is really average if we even knew what that real number was, right?
Well, and that's so also not including the guy and gal that shows up 15 minutes late because they knew nobody was going to catch it that are now showing up on
exactly.
time. I don't even know how you put a value on that, but there's value there too.
Exactly. It's all across the board. But you said it, though. When you put accountability in the employee's hands, they step up. Not only do they step up, Mike, but your best employees are going to float to the top.
Yeah.
And your worst employees are going to, you know, they're going to float to the other side. So you're going to instantly know who are your best employees and who's following the rules and wanting to do the right thing and help the business grow.
Well, and let me mention on that best employees thing floating to the top, here's exactly the thought process. And a lot of you guys have been doing this long enough or they're shaking your head going, oh, preach that. I feel that. The best employees have been there on time, working diligently, staying late, doing what it takes, and there's been no way to recognize them. So they get bummed out when they see John come in late and sloppy. They're like, why even try when I'm busting my hump and this guy just comes and goes as he pleases? That alone can turn a good employee bad. Go, I don't care. If the owner doesn't care, why should I care? So just the opportunity
exactly.
to recognize that good employee and go, no, Mike, we appreciate you. You are on time. You're diligent. Let's hold you up in front of other employees. And John, we do care and we are paying attention and you better get your, you got to shape up or ship out, my friend. There's so much stuff within mm-hmm. the culture that's going to, the unintended benefit of this is really what gets me fired up on top of the kind of number stuff.
That's right. And people don't know this. They just they just don't know it, and it's just so clear. It's so clear on one hand, but once that fog can be removed from their thinking, and then you put the right processes in place, it's amazing how businesses have grown. I mean, we've seen companies grow from 2 and 3 employees to over 100 employees. It's unbelievable the money that can be saved.
Well,
for padded time cards.
So first of all, I'm so excited. So what I hear you saying to my original question that we've gotten way off on is, yes, you can absolutely using Chronotech, God bless America, I'm never going to get that right. Chronotech.
It's fine.
you can track and get pretty much. Now, can you get reporting? Certainly we need the big number, right? Your cost of goods sold for mm-hmm. December was $42,319.18. But I want to go in and go, well, you know, commercial account number one, how long did I spend there versus commercial account number two? Talk to me. Mm-hmm. Is that easy and possible?
It's very easy. As a matter of fact, you can set up the Chronotech, your account, however you want to look at it. Do you want to skinny down all of your time spent at each customer location or just kind of group it together by customer? But you not only can you run reports, but you have a minute by minute up, you know, it's live data that's captured in the system. So you will always know where you stand with your customers. And that leads me into just to mention two things. You know, we've got reports to show your weekly dollar budget. So you can set budgets in Chronotech on how much your cost should be for your labor cost should be each week versus the pay rate that you got for employees. And then obviously you can inflate that for a padded number, you know, to get the real number for your cost. But also you can get reports to know if, let's say, and I'm spidering a little bit here, but if any of your customer jobs were missed. So you're going to know all the customers that were worked, right, that you expect everybody to, but you're also going to know if you use schedules, if any of your sites were missed, so that you can prevent those from happening the day of or the night of, so that you don't have to worry about your numbers being swayed in the wrong way either.
So do you, I don't know if you even do this, and it's okay to go, no, we recommend you somebody else. But do you guys offer, do you do scheduling and time tracking or just the time tracking piece?
We do both. We have an integrated schedule manager where you can set all your schedules for your sites. and you might even just have some flexible schedules, right? So you've got your standard schedules, your known schedules, and then you might have some flexible schedules that you can set for anybody to clock into as long as somebody does. So, and then the best part of the system is you can set an alert to go out at whatever time you need to know, you know, that drop dead time of the day or night that no one has clocked into that job, so that that will give you time to send out a backup crew so that that job is covered.
Okay. So if I've got, you know, a dozen crews running and supposedly everybody's there, and God forbid two people don't show up and don't call me, instead of getting the call the next morning of what the heck, I get a text at 7:30 like, hey, man, zero people have checked into this job. If you don't do something, there's going to be a problem.
That's right. You're going to get a call from the customer the next day if somebody didn't get out there. I mean, Chronitech has helped so many customers save jobs. Or we do get calls from people coming to us saying, I just lost another customer. I've got to fix this. You know, we've got to stop the bleeding. And that's how, you know we can help. It's just the people, you know, slowing down a little bit to understand what the need is. You know, it's a process that every small business should have in place.
All right. So the big, what about, because I coach these folks day in, day out, and I get a lot of, well, I don't have smartphones. So tell me about what that looks like if I've got no smartphone employees, if I've got 100% of my employees on smartphone, and then probably the most common scenario, well, some do and some don't.
Exactly. And that's a great question. With technology changing, you know, not everybody has smartphones. And, you know, sometimes employees, well, I shouldn't say they won't, but it's their smartphone. It's their phone. They pay for it, you know, and it's probably a matter of time before the laws catch up with us on people using their personal tools. But sorry, I spied it on you. So a lot of the beginning of Chronitech, in the beginning, it was just
hold on, what you just said, that's important. And again, I'm by no means am I a lawyer. This is not a legal show. But my dumb business owner thing is like, well, can require you to have a car and transportation to get here. Could I not say, hey, part of the job is you need to be able to check in and check out, and if you don't have that, I don't have to hire you. I mean, I'm not saying that's good policy,
you're right.
But it seems like it'd be legal policy at least.
Well, you know what? How do we know what is or not? I mean, there's California, from what we've heard, is trying to prevent business owners from making their employees use their personal phones. I don't know how it's enforced and how viable it is to spread, you know, from the west to the east. But you're right. I mean, if you use your car, though, if you use your personal car, you're paid for mileage, usually. Or, well, not to get to and from work, but if you go from site to site, a lot of people do have to pay for mileage. Or they do, just out of the doing the right thing, I guess, for people using their cars.
Yeah, no, and I definitely coach that people should. But I think there's a difference between using a car for, you know, 7,000 miles a year versus a phone that you use 18 seconds of data. So walk me through. Let's just start with I do have a phone, and then we'll move to I don't have a phone, and we'll debate the whether you should make them have phones or not at another time. So I've got a phone.
Well,
I'm
with you on that.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm totally with you on that. I'm kind of, again, I have a tendency to spider, so forgive me on that. But let's go back to the crux of how it works. If you've got site phone access, if customers have site phones that will allow employees, you know, if your customer will allow your employees to call the Chronitech toll-free number from their sites, that is absolutely the best guarantee that you could have, first of all, to know your employees at the job site, because we're going to report that on the caller ID when they call in on the time cards. And secondly, it's the easiest way for employees to clock in.
I don't see customers giving a grief about that. If I'm like, hey, if you ever want to know who was there and when was there, the best way for us to know that is they have to call in and they have to use their voice and say, hey, this is Mike. So, do you find customers get a lot of pushback from using their phones?
You know, not a lot, but yes, we do hear some.
Okay.
And whether it's people saying they can't, or whether the business owner hasn't taken the time to go to the customer and really fully explain why they want employees to use their phones, you know, we don't know the whole gist of that answer.
Yeah,
but
Cleaning Nation,
it
between
is a
you
toll
and me,
free number.
Yeah, just Cleaning Nation between you and me. If you have a service like Chronitech, I would absolutely pitch that not as a, hey, can I have a favor? That's a added employee benefit, right? Because I think for what we do, and I know that you guys serve other markets, but for the cleaning company, I know that commercial people are really into who's in my building and when are they here and when did they leave? And if something goes wrong, there's a robbery or something, and we've got some sort of, I see there's a tremendous value. So it's not just begging, like, please can we use your phone? I see is, hey, part of the package that we offer that our competition probably doesn't is, you know, who was there, when was there, and the way that they know it is they use your phone to call in. So there's no way that they can go, well, I use my cell phone and I wasn't really, they were at your phone, right? There's no question.
Okay.
So I wouldn't even pitch it as a, hey, please can I have a favor? I would pitch it as, hey, here's an added benefit we don't charge anything extra for.
Exactly. And we actually started to roll out brochures that we give our customers that they can include in their bidding process to let customers know what they're doing.
Love it.
It's just, it's such a level of excellence. You know, it states that you are giving your best, you're using the best vendors, and you will give the best service to that customer, period.
Yeah, and I love that because once you've already got the customer, obviously letting them know, hey, we're going above and beyond, there's some value there. But I like it in the bidding process when, hey, you've got other people to look for. Maybe that guy's $2,200 bucks a month, and maybe I'm $2,500 a month. Here is some data.
Okay.
Here's some value that I'm going to add as to why this makes sense. You know, again, he could be cheaper because he's not investing in his company, or more specifically, he's not investing in your company the way that we are. I love that way more than, well, I'll cut my price, or, you know, maybe I'll do some more shabby service. I love upping your game as opposed to lowering your price.
Absolutely. There is value in what you can bring to that customer. Absolutely. So by using the phones, it's a no-brainer. You know, it's an 800 number, for goodness sake. You know, dial 800, the toll-free number that we provide, and clock in and out.
And
now,
that's
let's
something...
say that...
Go ahead.
Sorry. Let's say that the phones are, some phones will shut off, like a car dealership. Sometimes their phones will shut off after certain hours and you can't use the phone. So there are reasons why site phones might not be available, but over the long haul, the cleaning industry is best off using the customer's phones.
And that's one where, again, I'm just kind of throwing coaching as we go. That's one where I would have zero tolerance. If I have an employee going, the site, my customer's totally okay with using that, and I've got an employee that refuses to clock in, or, oh, I forgot, or any of that stuff, I would have a zero tolerance. I think he's just, Ray or she has just raised his or her hand saying, I'm really trying to cheat you, and now that you're trying to catch it,
exactly,
I'm not going to comply. Well, thank you so much for identifying yourself. Here's the door. We're going to get people in that don't lie, cheat, and steal. And the people are like, thank God, Mike, where's this been my whole life? Those are the people that I want to keep an eye on for the, hey, you need a promotion. We need more hours for you. So I think zero tolerance, because I know I'm going to get coaching clients going, oh, I just signed up with Chronitech, but it's a mutiny, and some of my employees, they won't use it. I'm like, fantastic. How often do you get the opportunity for all the liars to raise their hand for you so you know where they're at? That's, please, Clean Nation, we cannot let the inmates run this asylum. If that's what you've got and the customers are into it, zero tolerance. Sorry, Cheryl, you got me fired up. Go ahead.
Doesn't it though? I mean, I love it too. It makes me so excited to know that there's a solution out there. It really is a simple solution. Just use it. Just use the tools. So anyway, but aside from site phones, all right, if somebody must use their cell phone, hopefully it's a smartphone, but let's say it's not even a smartphone. Let's say it's a regular dumb phone. Then we also have the ability there's some boundaries and parameters on what we're allowed to track from regular phones and, you know, the carrier service involved. But we can track their location of the employees on the phone call when they clock in and when they clock out. Aside from, and I'll get into a little bit more of the GPS in just a minute. I want to make sure I get to the best part too. Outside of site phones, if you have to use a cell phone and it's a smartphone, we have an app that has no parameters on clocking in and out, where, you know, how we can track you and report your location. So we're not tied to rules on that. We can report the location of the phone, the location services of the phone itself, and tell you where the employee was when they clock in and when they clock out.
So they
on
can,
the map.
Let me repeat back what I heard. Mm-hmm. So A, you can correct me, or if we're on the same page, everyone understands. Instead of calling anything, you just download an app. Obviously, it's free to them, and I'm assuming to you, or to the owner, as long as they're paying for the Chronitech service. And then everything's fine, right? They download that app. There's no fees. They don't have to call numbers. They just use the app, and then we know exactly when they're, where they were, how long they traveled, if they're at the 7-Eleven having a smoke, whatever. We know it, correct?
That's right. And again, when they call the system or use the app to clock in, that's when we're legally able to report their location. Okay. So, yes, exactly.
And the cool thing is there's kind of carrot and stick. Stick may or may not be legal in terms of this is just required to work here. Again, talk to your state and your – I couldn't tell you. But carrot, I'm sure, is always legal in terms of – I would guess, again, not a lawyer, guessing, if you go, hey, just so you know, we really want to make sure. So whoever downloads this app, they just get a quarter, an hour raise. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's right.
Yeah, there's lots of ways to get people to comply, some of which are, hey, this is just how it is, and others of which are, let me bonus you. And again, the people that raise their hand for that quarter, an hour raise, well worth the time. The people that don't, good people to keep an eye on is, what are you hiding there? What are you allergic to money, or are you just trying to cheat me? Which is it?
Exactly. It's so obvious. And it happens very quickly, too, when you put a process like, you know, like this in place. So
I would, even if the only benefit was to get rid of all the liars, cheaters, and thieves, I think it would be worth it. I just hate people stealing from me. And we know the business is hard enough. And you've got these guys that, you know, clock in and clock out and don't have any of the headaches that we've got with insurance and overhead and law and all the investment that we've got into our company, and we pay them first and foremost, and if there's any money left over, we get the crumbs, and on top of that, they're stealing from us. So I just love that ability to kind of separate the wheat from the chaff and say, hey, who are my honest people that I want to invest in and commit to and build for, and who are the people that are probably taking advantage that I don't want to be a part of this team? Because if they'll steal from you,
exactly,
they'll steal from someone else, and if they'll lie about this, they'll lie about that, and I just... That would give me the heebie-jeebies if I got employed. I'm like, hey, here's a more efficient way to track your time, and they were against it. I can't think of a single legitimate reason that they're against it, right? It's not like you're you know, saying, hey, what's your social security number? Where were you last Friday night at 2 a.m. when you were off? You're just saying, hey, I'm paying you to be at this place. I just need you to use this to verify that you were at this place I'm paying you to be at. If they don't like that, that's a huge red flag. All right.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, next week we continue this awesome podcast as Mike and Cheryl discuss integration and implementation. See you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.